WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily glow up. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and trust me, I feel that Friday energy already brewing in the air. But before we dive headfirst into the weekend vibes, let's talk about something super important. Setting realistic goals. Now, I know what you're thinking, another self-help pep talk. Hold up. This isn't about forcing yourself to run a marathon when you'd rather binge-watch your favorite show, though. No judgment if that's your vibe. It's about finding that sweet spot between ambition and sanity. Ever felt like you were aiming for the moon but tripped over your own shoelaces? We've all been there. You set these massive goals, feeling super inspired at first, but then life happens, deadlines, unexpected events, maybe even a rogue sock monster under your bed, you know, just saying. And suddenly, that mountain of ambition feels more like Mount Everest in the middle of a blizzard. That's where those realistic goals come in, my friends. They're like your secret weapon for achieving those big dreams without getting snowed under. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when setting those goals. First up, get specific. Instead of saying I want to be healthier, try something like I will walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week or I will swap sugary drinks for water. Being specific makes your goals tangible and easier to track. It's like the difference between saying I want to learn French and actually knowing which verbs you need to conjugate first. You get where I'm going with this, right? Next, break it down. Those massive dreams? They can feel overwhelming if you try to tackle them all at once. Think of it like building a house. You don't start by putting the roof on first. Break your goals into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way. Those little victories add up to something amazing. Make it measurable. How will you know if you're actually making progress? Assign numbers or deadlines to your goals so you can track your success. Want to learn a new skill? Set a goal to practice for an hour every day and see how much you improve after a week, a month, 3 months. It's all about those tangible markers of growth. Now, keep it realistic. We don't want to set ourselves up for failure, right? Be honest with yourself about your time constraints, resources, and energy levels. Don't try to be everything to everyone all at once. Focus on quality over quantity and remember that progress is better than perfection. Finally, make it enjoyable. If you hate the process, chances are you won't stick with it. Find ways to make your goal-achieving journey fun and rewarding. Celebrate your successes, reward yourself for milestones, and surround yourself with supportive people who cheer you on every step of the way. Okay, let me tell you a quick story about this whole realistic goal thing. Remember that dream I told you about wanting to start a podcast? Well, initially, I thought, Sienna, girl, launch it ASAP, get those episodes out there. But then I realized I needed to plan properly, research topics, find editing software, practice my intro. It took me ages. It felt overwhelming at first, but I broke down the goal into smaller steps. Researching podcasting tools 1 week, learning about audio editing the next, and finally recording a sample episode. It was like taking small bites out of a big apple instead of trying to swallow it whole. And guess what? The launch day came and everything went smoothly because I'd laid the groundwork. See, those realistic goals helped me avoid that tripping over my shoelaces moment. So remember, beautiful souls, setting realistic goals is not about settling for less. It's about creating a roadmap for success that feels achievable and sustainable. Take it one step at a time, celebrate your wins, and keep that glow up going strong. And hey, let's keep the conversation rolling. Share your thoughts on realistic goal setting in the comments below. What are some small steps you're taking towards your big dreams? Until next time, stay radiant, stay focused, and remember you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.